Pesach, thank you very much for helping being Marbitz Torah, and to everybody else involved. Okay, Rabbi Sai, if you can hear me, we are going to move on to another Yisaitistic sugya in the overall sugya of Shtareis, and that's the sugya of Meida and Amana. Just trying to get the camera positioned correctly. I want to thank my friend Yedidi Ayiz Reish Rishon Chol Dovrche Dushan Pithlal and Abatzis Tagrafat Letterer. Okay, so the Gemara Dafutes is the following Diyun Chleik Zamaran Amrav Nachman. After having established the various Gedarim of Kibbutz Shehigid, and the Lamda Charade that we discussed last week on Daf Yitkes, Mar moves on to another Kibbutz. Eid Mash Amra Amana Hayu Devreinu Ein Amanim. Maida Yahayu Devreinu Ein Amanim. Nachman was the chief dayan in Babel, as we know. Eid Mash Rosh Galusa, very powerful. A rabbinic figure tells us that if Edim say that the shtar that they were signed on was an amana, which means it was a shtar halva, but it wasn't used for anything, it was just a typeface of a shtar to be ready when needed, which is not an unusual circumstance, because there are blank forms all around. The problem is this blank form had signatures on it. Or it was Maida. Maida is a shtar mecher, but the mecher has not actually agreed to the mechira, but it was a mafia-style deal where they were ma'anasim to turn over this property, and there was a figurative or an actual gun at his head. And he wrote this shtar, but he was Meiser Maida, and he said the reason I'm writing the shtar is for those reasons. Let's see the Rashi. Eidim hakasum b'shtar on the bend, v'amru amana hayu devareinu. Lehelveu klum ella sabnoli kishid starach yilvalai kama b'zeh shibud lei nechasa. By doing so, that creates the shibud, a mortgage. If in fact the loan will go through, I feel lachasmat like mugdim level litrev shleikadim. It's not a mugdim. Rashi is bavarns the shaila here. Maybe it's already a shtar mugdim. No, it was designed that the shibud starts when the money actually changes hands. So the edim came and said, "This is what happened here." So Rav Nachman says, "They're not no money to be tied to that. Why not?" Mar Baravashi says, not so fast. Amanayu devreinu takein amanim. But maidayu devreinu neimanim. What's the difference? So first of all, Rashi defines maida as mshtar mechu bar maidim shlumilchaya mechu basar maidol fenein avreo ensei bar karnabai. So Rashi defines what the construct for a maida on such a case. Number one, mshtar mecher. Number two, is edim nechtam on it. Number three, they then have the following taina, that the meicher gave them a meida, and he explained to us exactly what the mafiosos were doing to him, and we agreed, and therefore we can now say that this shtar mecher is not real shtar mecher because it was done under duress, and that is what's called mesiras meida. So Rav Ashi is chalik Rav Nachman. Rav Ashi holds dafka when it's an amana, they're not an emun. Why? Because it's more to explain, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be chpesim an ashtar amana. So tashkum v'lecha apli, you're keeping something which is an incorrect and improper thing to use. And if by claiming that it's an amana, by what definition, what you're saying is you're a rasha because you did a wrong thing. And ein adam mesim atzmai rasha. The person is not going to tell you that he did something that is a rishis. Let's see the Gemara on top. on the second line, the manah dvarenu ina man my time kim the avlahu. Avle chasme. Oh Ravashi, what's the avla? Shu Abhu Balevi, Aslav Mshish top. All the way on top. The second one, there you go. Asaladam Shish Star Purubatek Basai. Shinemar Al Tashkin Baalecha Avla. And then the Yisrael, they had another pasuk, which was a remnant to this, a pasuk in Eiv, Abbiadecha Archiku, Val Tishkin Baalecha Avla. Shteta Zoi, the kasha is, what's the difference? What's the reason why Rav Nachman holds that in Maidah, they're not Neman? So the Gemara has a discussion about this, and the Gemara itself explains what Rav Nachman's reason. Gemara says that the reason is because in such a case, let's see the Gemara inside. Mar bar vashi amar, amonoy devareno ein amonim, vaydoy devareno amonim, my time a high neatenly kosev, my high loy neatenly kosev. Then the Gemara goes on to Tanai hay devareno, and the Gemara explains in the Shakla Vataria about amonoy and amonim. But I might have time to call Akalishtara. I now call Akalishtara. So the Gemara uses the Lashon Akalishtara. What's that? Says Rashi. Maidova mono. Time of my call Ram in a month to call Akalishtara. Then move over to the Rashi. Beidusanze. Let us all pet Umar Lishtara. So Rashi says the reason why they're not Neman is because by doing this, the Alpe is functionally coming and being Mara the star. Now, there is a parallel Gemara in Bava Basra, in Daf Mentes, where the Gemara explicates this. Rashi did not make this lost language up, obviously. Rashi HaKadosh sometimes has to use his own language, but if there's language in the Gemara which is usable, he'll use it. And there is such language in the Gemara in Daf Mentes, where the Gemara says, the reason why Rav Nachman holds that it's no good because le'asal pe'amar l'shtara, an oral declaration after the fact cannot come and be oiker what a piece of paper says, because the shtar has much more nemanis than the oral declaration, the alpeh. What is the yisoid here? What's the lamdas here, Rabbi say? Why taka are the Adam not named to say Maidah Varenu? Because by definition, the Maidah is not named Karkol Shtar. What's the difference between that and Amana? So there are three basic Mahalchim Nishainim, how to explain the invalidity of a of this type of a Shtar. Number one, it's based on the Lumdus of Kivit Jehigan and Chazra Magid. Number two, Ashita Satisvis, which is a different Shita. And number three is Ein Adam Meitzimatz Merosh. In all three of these Shitas, we have to explain the difference between Maido and Amon. So because this Lashen is in Bav Basra, so we have the aid of Rashi's grandson, Rabbeinu Harajbam, who explains what the Yisoid of Layasal Pe'amar L'shtari is. And that is why Rav Nachman holds that a Maidah is not Nema. And this is Midin Kimin Shehigin Shuvani Chayzim Magad. Let's learn this Rajbam inside. Look, the Heligar Rajbam. Excuse me, it's got to my... If the even if the aid himself say yes, we signed it, but we signed it as a shtar mana, ain't nemanim. Why? Because they agreed that the shtar was written correctly. Says the Rashbam that the Yisoid here is based on Kivan Shehiget. The chesima on the original shtar is in Agados Eidus. And once the chesima on the original shtar happens, it by definition should be subject to Kivan Shehiget Shuvayn Chayzramach. Rishbam then goes on to say that once the Eidim were made that was Nishkta Bekashrus, by definition, this is like they are being made in Bebezdin, that everything that's written in the shtar is accurate. So how can they then say it's a shtar maida? By signing it, it's a din of Kivan Shehiget, and they're being made in the accuracy, as you can see in the Rashbam further, it brings the Gemara that we're just learning, or Rav and Kivan Shehiget, Magid, back from Yitchesim the base, take it over to this sugya, Chitei Mahanei Mela, Al Pap, Mishtar Lai, Mishlakash, and Mishtar Nask, Mishnechgru, Adusim Bebezdin. Bachanam Fire Shah, some time, Rav Nachman, the Uncle and Star, the Bible of Rachman, and brings all the whole Sugyas, Nagamara, including why the Avla is negated to Ambono. Okay, so according to the Rashbam, Lechaira, the Pshat is that the Star is made that there was a Mechira Gemura, and therefore any Edom were going to come say that there was a Maida. By definition, it's Kevin, Sheheged, Shuv, Einichayz, Ramach. Rabbeinu Ramban has a similar svara, not exactly the same, but a similar svara, that's Midin, Kevin, Sheheged, but he adds a knetch. He says that L'chered is a difference between the Ede Ashtar, the Edom were on the Ashtar themselves, they're not Nema to say that it's a Ashtar Maida, to between other Edom. Why? Other Edom who would come, who are not signed on this shtar, they are Neman to say it's a shtar medah, and we don't say trey v'trey. Why? Because the Edom on the shtar of Areasa, they already signed and said that it's good to come now say it's a medah. They have to overcome their own Edus. Outside Edom, who said we happened to be walking by and we saw the guy take a gun. We saw the mafioso take a gun and create this inus. Therefore, it was a proper mysterious adah. They're outside Edom. They're not signed to the shtar. They don't come with any Edus baggage, and therefore, there should be Neman. So the Ramban, by adding this Haysafa, is mashma. He doesn't say it's a clear pashadadin that the shtar atzmai is made as a mechira gemura. Ramban adds an important biur based on the amonis, difference in amonis between the Edom and the outside Edom. Let's see Ramban inside. Oh, the Amrina, Nani Mila Pel, Esapet, Marishtara, by Smaid Master Kermin. Time of the Milsim. Bottom left. Given Shehe Gidu, Shuvani Chazar Megidim. Achol Ishtar Legamri. Edom Tham Ishtar, Nasma Ishtar, the best in. Let's go back to Amar Aleph. Amram Madai the Reinim. Shmatayim Kenshu Kadosh Mishtar Mechar. Ne'amonim. Back to the previous page. Rabbi Reish Zayin. Page 47. Line three lines from the bottom. Marker, please. Be'edim Acherim. Amram Madai the Reinim. If outside Edom said that there was Meida, Divrehem, not Divreinu, Divrehem. They were there when the guy pulled the gun. He didn't sign on the shtar. They're Neman. So what is the chat in this Ramban? What's the difference between the Edom who were there and the outside Edom? Says Berakah Shmuel, Baruch Ba'er. This gives you an opportunity to participate in classical yeshiva alumnus. In yeshivas, under Baruch Ba'er, can't begin to understand a sugya. So let me tell you what he says outside, because the language is not always clear. Baruch Ba'er, in that sugya in Babasra, where half yeshiva learns, Velt learns Maidos, half in Chesuk the bottom and half here. Cheskes Batim, mostly in Shtaris, because we don't get to that so far into Cheskes Batim. But anyway, in Kamenetz, they did, and in Belozhin, where Baruch Ber was Yitzik Mayim on Rabbeinu Grach, they did. They learned Kol Torah Kula. Anyway, says Baruch Ber that the din of Kivin Shehigit has two dinim. Two dinim Rafadim, a classical piece of Yeshivish alumnus. Din number one is Edim can't be Chazer and be Machish their original Edis. That's what Kivin Shehigit means. Edim, Ruben Hashem said Edis. Edim can't show up the next day and say, no, we're withdrawing our Edis to start him all over again. That would make a Kuchan Tula of the whole din Edis. Doesn't work that way. The second din of Kivin Shehigit, that in addition to not being able to makish, they can't be moisif and anything that they said, even if the Haysofa is not makish the first Edis. Let's say it again. Reuven Shem came on Sunday and he said, this is a good star and Levi owes Yehuda moment. On Monday, they come and say, no, we made it up. Not Nemanim. You're a signature on the star. They come and say, let's take something which is out of the signature on the star to even simplify it more. They come and say, Lefanenu Haido. They come and say, any Edis can't be changed the next day. In addition to it can't be changed, you can't even be Maisif on it, says the Baruch Ber. You can't even change the Edis by an Asafa. Says the Baruch Ber, this is what Ramban means. Even though the star is not being made, that it's a star Maidah. Nevertheless, the Edom can't come and say now Maidahayu Devarenu, because Maidahayu Devarenu is an Isafa. Even if it's not possible, Midin Kivin Shehigit, but it's possible, Midin the second din of Kivin Shehigit, which is an Isafa to Edis. It's a shtickle here in Baruch Ber, which is, as usual, you have to harp over the language, but let's see if we can take it out. Again, two din of Kivin Shehigit, nearly. Everybody would use the same language as the Gedalia Eilim and Baruch Ber used. Who are bigger than them? And look how they used the large man. Look how they talked about Rabbi Sein or Roshayim. Dine, we do a Ramban Mashma. You sit in the base measure sometimes and you hear Bachram screaming, this Ramban makes no sense. Ramban makes no sense. Du fashteis nisht. You don't even know which door to open to walk into the palace that the Ramban Zecher Zecher Lebracha lived in. And you do fashteis nisht dem Ramban. Du taka fashteis nisht. Over a Baruch Ber to see a fashtanim. This guy said X. Okay, whatever. Nearly Levar. Dina v'divar Ramban mashu da'edim acherim shemidim d'vaydar d'vayin alayim shemitrei trei. The other Edom, the Asad Edom, as Ramban said, that's not trei trei. The Maidaho. These guys can come and say outside Edom, we're not signed on the star, couldn't be possibly Nemim. I forgot to ask one of my friends who is an expert in this, who that was. But anyway, he explains, what a love this regard. He says, the reason why we consider them to have namanis, we did nechkara, it's sort of like a reva chazaka. That's the Gzeres HaKosmos. So the Edom who were themselves, Reuben and Shimon, were signed the star. They're not Neman. Kivin Shehigit, Gzeres HaKosmos. Other Edom, they can come and be Neman. We didn't aid us. That's the strongest, most powerful bearer of Suffolk at all in the Torah. Modern Roy, Modern Chazaka, Edus. They're outside Edus. They're Neman. There's no Reis in their testimony, which would require them not to be able to say it because Kivin Shehigit. They have no business here. He goes on to explain why. I'm skipping a few lines so you can see it yourself later. Then chayker nisa yaser. The din who sheyesh gemar v'chakir beduslin shein chayker nisa. So we don't cross examine anymore. Give them with this and bezne and bezne chayker nisa yaduthim. You love the karsu ha'yizay ad rab. Then I got the achas. Chayker nisa yad m'karim ben meda. We would, in fact, consider it to be one long elongated testimony. And if they're ending that testimony, it turns out they're meda, we should believe them. But that's not the way it works. That's what I think about the Shasimah. It comes to second Allah. In other words, Rabbi Akbar said the two Allahs work in tandem. If Lule, the fact that there was two Allahs, maybe we can say that just as outside Adam and Evan, maybe we can say the second day they showed up, this is a Sunday and Monday. Monday they showed up and said, Madai Devarenu. They should be Nevan because it's one long testimony. That doesn't work. Why? Because there's a second there's a custom which says that the second day is a Hisafa. Your Adis is closed the first day, second day is a Hisafa. It doesn't work any further. God may not spend his name with this in Banal. Zabai didn't give any work part of this. I ain't expecting to come with this in the show of Adis Nigmaris Kvar. Beautiful. 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 Rabbi side. Two dinam and kivin jayigid. First in. Tells you they can't do it again. Second din tells you they can't do it any medina isafa. That's why outside Edom or Neman, and this is at the Pshat and Rabbeinu Haraban. Meredik. Ben Yaina explains the Svar Rav Nachman, like the Rav Shaina would say, it's medin kivin shehigid. He asks, that's the case. What's the difference between Maida that they're not Neman and Nusin? Machas Nefasha is that Rabbi Wachaman Daf Kasim Bey says, Ar Neman, why don't we take Kivin Jigan on this? So he explains that to the Chiluk. When it comes to a Nusim, whatever we said that they're a Nusim, so the Memela comes out, there's no Edis at all. And therefore, it's not Shaykh to say the din of Kivin Jigan. Masha ain't Kain Legawe Maida, even though, according to what they're saying, Shtar Maida, this is still a Shtar Kasher. And therefore, the first Edis is an Edis Gemurah. If that's the case, the din of Kivin Shehigid is, in fact, Shaykh. That's Malach number one, Rabbi Say. Now, quickly, since we're running out of time, and then one of the most lumdish sugis in Ksubis, but I got to put it down. Taisus de Rav Nachman, Om Rav Nachman has a different Mahalach. And this is the key to the sugya, according to Rabbi Seinu, Chaim Bibriska, and his Talmud Ruvik. Rabbi Chana Vassman from Boganovich. Taisus Jibri Amasko, Rav Nachman, has a different preach, which I'm going to elucidate in the following way. The Chiluk to Maida, Rav Nachman holds it's not Neman, and is because it's Marad Ashtar. Because we said, so why is Anusim made the rain in Emmanim? That's the bar in the beginning of the Sugya of Rabbi Chama, Anusim made the rain in Emmanim. Because it's a very simple chulik. Maida, Eidim Amaida, the shtar was knitted correctly. And therefore, how could it be a Mara shtar? It's written correctly. And come with a Taina Maida, we can't believe that because we have a functioning shtar from us. When it comes to Anusim, there was no shtar in the first place. I got a piece of paper with the signature on, a gun produces anything. So therefore, it's not a raya to the kashrus of the shtar. Ke'ilu, there was no shtar in the first place. Look at Taisvis. There's no namanas because they don't have peshas. So let's see the Taisus territory. Territory. I'm in Taisus on the right side. You got it a little bit, a few lines down. Once you have a star, anything else is an oral attempt to be marlishtara. This doesn't work. even with a migui. Taisus, therefore, is mevayer that in the kasha, why is Rav Nachman hold moida, you're not neman, because even if they have a migui, they could have said, that's not their ksav yad. When Ishtar Hashem Mekuyim, Rav Nachman holds that the leiv is neman to say, paraiti, b'migui de mezuyev. Could have tied the mezuyev. So therefore, you should be neman paraiti. This is Taisus kasha. So Taisus answers, when it's Leiva says Peru, not Mar Nishtar, he said the star was a good star, so I paid it off. Whereas Maida is Mar Nishtar. So we see there's a concept in Rishonim as to whether or not there's an attack on the Neamonis of the star directly. So what do we see here in this Taisus? That the Svar of Taisus is based on Mar Nishtar. Taisus does not mention Kivin Shehigin. Because Taisus says even the Leiva can't do it, Mafsed Ishtar. Leiva is not a Adam. Leiva is not saying Adis here. There's no Adis for the Leiva. So obviously, this does not apply. He didn't give it to Higgin. So from this, we see, we can derive from Shitz of Taisus, Shitz of Re, that this is not the Yisayid in the Sugya of Kivin Shehigin, Ashavani Chayzer Magad. So what is? For this, we have to come to Rabbeinu. Rabbi Chanan explains Taisus, which doesn't say what the problem is, in the following way. Rabbi Chanan says, when the Edom say that it's our ksav yad, but we were a nusim, that's not a kiyum. That's nothing. But when they say it's our ksav yad, but there was a meidah, that is considered to be a kiyum. They're agreeing at the shtar with nistav, with kashrus, but they're saying that there was an outside factor called a Meidah, but the Shtar was written Kedin. So if that's the case, if there once the first part of the Edus functionally said the Shtar was written Kedin, how do they have a right to be Mara it with a Meidah? Why? Maybe the reason, and the reason is because the reason in their monim to say the Shtar is possible is, as Taisus says, Mitam Migui. They could have said it's not Arksaviat at all. A migui does not help against the shtar mekuyim. Why does it not help against the shtar mekuyim? Because the shtar mekuyim is edus and it's a migui b'malkayim edim. So it comes out that the svara Taisus is using a mar l'shtara. That means that the migui that they have, the tain that wasn't there ksav yad at all, it doesn't help against the shtar that's mekuyim. The shtar that's mekuyim is edim. Ashtar, that's Mekuyim, is the strongest period possible. If that's the case, then it's Amigui B'Makam Edim. And Amigui B'Makam Edim does not work. Let's see the Ruchan inside. Well, I don't know how much time we have for the Ruchayim, but it was a small shot. And in the case of Meidah, they're being mited. There is a star, and it's a kosher star, and that constitutes a kiyum. Now you're going to say, but they say that it was a Meidah. Why should they believe it was Meidah? So you'll say, because they have a migui. They could have said it's not their signature at all. That doesn't work, because you can't be Mara, a star that it was already Mekuyim. You had a migui. A migui does not work against the star Mekuyim because it's a migui b'makayim edim. His Rebbe, Reb Chaim Brisker, has a very yesidistic lamdisha malach and the suga And it would seem, as you know, Rabbi Chanan was independent of Rabbi Chaim. Sometimes he quotes him. Sometimes, more often than that, his limud is on the derech Rabbi Chaim, but is not bound to it. In this case, it would seem, I don't have time to learn this Rabbi Chaim with you inside, but I'll just summarize it a bit, and then you can take care of it yourself. Sort of the core yeshivish Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim said, from what Rabbi Chaim, it's mashmat, he didn't learn like Tais, he didn't understand the Taisus like Kavod Shem understood that it's a dinner of Migui Makam Shtar, Migui Makam Edom. Rabbi Chaim says that even when we say, when the Edom say that Ksavi Denu, but Samaydah, that's not called a Kiyum, not like Rabbi Chanan. Why? Because Lamaisa, when they tie them, Maydah, here in the Verenu, they're telling you that the star is no good. So why should we go back to the first part of the Eidus? The second part of the Eidus says, the guy came with a gun, and the star is worthless. So the reason why they're not named to see Maidah is because once they're Maidah, the star is kosher, the star was written as kashas, the star itself is makash their Eidus. The star itself is a living organism. This is a famous Reb Chaim, they make the star into a person. The star is made that the atzmius of itself is not a maidah, similar to what the Rashbam said earlier. Let's see his lashon of Reb Chaim. I thought I could maybe take out the three or four lines that says the Yetzim Lomdus, but it's not possible. What do I say? This is one of those weeks where it's so complicated, it's going to be impossible to learn the Reb Chaim inside. So the only thing I can do is refer this, summarize for you and refer it to you to see inside. Reb Chaim says, Lamaisa, that the reason they're not Neman is not because the Migu Makam Edom, Shtar being the Edom, as Rabbi Chanan says. No. The reason they're not Neman to say Maidah is because they originally said that the Shtar was Kasher. The Shtar itself, they're activating the Shtar. They're being Mechayah the Shtar, Achil the Shtar. And the Shtar now is screaming, being made that they are Eichmen, a good Shtar. Once the Shtar is being made, then by definition, they can't be Machish, the star. Memela, when Taisis says Lemar Lushtara, when they're trying to use that language, Rashbam uses that language, the Pshat of the Shtar itself is being made connected what the Edom are saying, that it's not a Shtar Kosher. And therefore, we have Ken a Kosher. Yeah, let's hear it. Let's try to take a few lines here out of the top left column. Achanira, the awesome time, line five, a line of three. I'm sure the Nia Dika, my God, some did a turn, came and come up, and acted upon a main star kosher. They said, star is kosher. Shuv Hadadinish, that star, Makish, Mavatla, Hagadis, Hidus, and Sharaman, Ayinu. Made Lamahanik, I'm time to turn, came, give to Mukhatzai, made a star. And he brings the Gemara in Babasra, skip three lines. Avachinami, the Baker, I got a seducing shade, German money, the Rhino is but didn't start in Kim. So, anywhere this is my style, little Mahanya, Mashima, Kosin Tishnar. Chaim said the star itself comes to testify, and therefore, Namana and Tanai, Adam say that there was Nimser, Lamalva, Slave, and Chaiv, a shopper, the star is Makish Deb. And Chaim goes on to give a scenario where that's not the case. The third and last malacha, which I'll just reference, is Eina d'Meisa Torasha. The Ran in the sugya says that the reason Rabbi Nachman holds a man is not Neman because Eina d'Meisa Torasha, because you can't, you're not legally, halachically allowed to stein on a star by da. And I'm talking about Ainus Machas Nefashas, such as Rabbi Chama, we're talking about Ainus Machas Maman, and therefore, it's just simply a partial. Lassel par marlish dara doesn't make sense. That issue of ain't other main thoughts of Russia. And the other sugis is also schwer to reconcile, but this is Shitas Rabbeinu Aran. So it's an important Shitas brought here on page 56. Take a quick look at it, and then I'll send you back to look at this from Chaim himself. Shir of Nach, Nami, the Medoy, the Ain't the Money, the Shrila, the Kim, the Dick, and Medoy, and Risham, the Tlai, the Star, Snips, all the Glob, the Bach, the Pashas, you know. Lenach Nefashis, Machmas Ainis Mavain. Nafkuf and Paragur Cheska the Batim, and he brings the riot to this Cheska the Batim. Okay, everybody said, so let's go with Tamsit Sadvarim. We had three Mahalchim Nereshainim on what the site of the non Amonis of Maida. We had Rajbam said it's the Nekivin Shehigid. Rabban says it's Kivin Shehigid, but he makes a chil between those Aedis and other outside Aedis. And Rabbar explains that there's two Dinim in Kivin Shehigid. We had Rabban Yaina, which is more or less the same Mahalach. And then we had the second Shita, which is a Taisis, which is a Din of Marle Lashtara. And the reason why a Maida is puzzle is because Aedim and Maida, the Shtar was Nichtav Kolchasa, and therefore they can't be Mar and Shtar. And this is a Kasha here. Why not? After all, they have a Migui. And the answer is, it's a Migui in Makam Aedim. Explains Rabbi Chanan that this is not considered to be Kiyam all. And when they say there's a Maida, there is Kiyam. Why? Because the Maida, the Shtar was Nasa Gedin. I had to come in now to tell you otherwise, that they don't have an Amunas on. Because there's no way to believe them. I'll say Tamigu, Tamigu Makamegan. Chaim has a Mahalach, which is says it's a Chosha connected to the living star. That's my way of understanding it. And Iran says it's the Din of Eina, the Vesat of Russia. I'll see everybody next week. Everybody have a good week. Yashkaich or Pesach, if you can tell Ramon, I'll be 5 minutes late. Thank you.
Have a good week.